Good morning. Welcome to the Buzzer Beats Podcast, your daily sports rundown presented by Buzzer. I'm Harris Rubenstein. We've got a shorter show for you guys today, but we start with Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals in the NHL. The Lightning went 4-1 over the Rangers. They tied the series at 2. Vasilevsky with 34 saves. Awesome game from him. The Rangers didn't score until the 16-minute mark in the third period. Fun game, fun series. We'll see how things dole out. Next game will be on Thursday. Let's go to some news since there weren't a lot of games last night. The Denver Broncos have entered a sale agreement with the Walton Penner Family Ownership Group. The agreement is for $4.65 billion. That would be the record price paid for a North American sports franchise. The Walton Penner Group, headed by Walmart heir Rob Walton, his daughter Carrie Walton Penner, and her husband Greg Penner, will also include Melody Hobson, co-CEO of Ariel Investments, as well as the chair of the board of Starbucks and a director, JP Morgan Chase. The sale agreement is now subject to review by the NFL's finance committee and then must be approved by the NFL owners. 24 yes votes are needed for the sale to be approved. The Los Angeles Angels have fired Joe Maddon. Phil Nevin has been named the interim manager on the heels of a 12-game losing streak that tarnished the Angels' remarkable start. It's over in swift and sudden fashion. 68-year-old Maddon was in his third season with the organization. He previously spent four decades with as a player and a coach, largely in the minor leagues. Maddon was Mike Socha's bench coach on the team that won the 2002 World Series. They did lose again in their first game without Maddon tonight in extras, 6-5 to the Red Sox. Josh Hader's historic scoreless appearance streak ends at 40 as the Phillies rally by the Brewers in the ninth. Brewers closer Josh Hader's bid to claim sole possession of the Major League record for the longest scoreless appearance streak fell just short. Streak of 40 straight scoreless appearances dating to last season matched Houston reliever Ryan Presley for the longest such streak in MLB history. It was Hader's first blown save since July 7th, 2021, snapping the MLB's longest active streak at 32 consecutive converted saves. Hader said, quote, "The scoreless streak, that was pretty cool. I was hoping to get another one, but it's baseball. It'll keep you honest." To some WNBA news, Derek Fisher has been fired as the head coach and GM of the Los Angeles Sparks. Hired ahead of the 2019 season, Fisher finished with a 54-46 overall record with the Sparks. They were hoping to rebound from a 12-20 campaign last season, in which they missed the playoffs for the first time since 2011, despite bringing in four-time All-Star Liz Cambage and the 2020 number 4 overall draft pick Chenley Carter. This offseason, Los Angeles is just 5-7 and in eighth place in the standings to start this season, a stretch that included a five-game losing streak last month. Slow day in sports tomorrow, but here are the moments that we're watching today. Game 3 of the NBA Finals. Better be watching that one, 9 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC. Celtics-Warriors obviously should be a great game. First finals game in Boston since 2011. The Celtics are a 3.5-point favorite. That is our FanDuel fast break for the day because, like I said, not a lot of sporting events going on. On this day in sports history, back in 1989, the Pirates scored 10 runs in the first inning, their best inning since 1942, and that prompts Pirates broadcaster Jim Rooker to say he would walk from Pittsburgh to Philadelphia if the Pirates lost. Well, they did. The Phillies beat them 15-11, and Rooker would walk to Philadelphia at the end of the season. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsDean. You can follow Buzzer at Buzzer on all platforms. Check out the Buzzer app, available for download on the Apple and Google Play stores. Never miss a moment with Buzzer, the hottest app for watching the best moments of live sports. Have a great day, everyone. Make someone smile today, and we'll see you tomorrow.